You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, Young and the Restless fans. Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your early edition weekly spoilers for May 13th through 17th. This is the last full week of May sweeps. We only are going to have a couple of days of sweeps in the week following that one. So we are going to reach a culmination of the Jordan storyline. We're hitting high notes with the Mamie stuff. We've got Ashley, Tucker, Audra, so much to talk about. If you haven't, please reach down, click subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates. And if you're a regular listener, you know that when we do the early editions, we talk you through what's happening the rest of this week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, just to give you some context and to set up the spoilers for next week. With that in mind, on Wednesday, May 8th, you're going to see Nate Hastings checking up on Audra Charles. It's very flirty. He definitely seems to want to be on her radar. He is making it clear that he's interested. She's teasing him about it. And he also takes a moment to trash talk Tucker and tells her that maybe she wouldn't be so anti-marriage if it wasn't Tucker offering the ring. It kind of sounds like Nate is definitely asking her to keep him in mind. Meanwhile, Mamie calls this meeting at Chancellor Winters, and the only people not there, I don't think Chance is there because he's a chancellor, and Jill and Billy are not there. So we've got Abby and Devon and Nate and Lily. So the core group that Mamie is attached to, and Mamie keeps talking about now's the time to strike. We have to get Billy and Jill out of here. And everybody pushes back on her. Devon even goes so far as to tell Mamie that she is the one causing all the problems since she came to Genoa City. Mamie is going to freak. Lily tells her, yes, of course, Billy has an agenda, but so does Devon. So do I. So do you. And Nate even weighs in against her. Mamie flips out. She rages at them and calls them all cowards and basically promises there's going to be hell to pay. Tucker, before Abby and Devon head over to the meeting, they run into Tucker at Crimson Lights, and he warns her that she really needs to check in on her mom. Basically, they diss Tucker. They're not listening, and Abby wrongly assumes that he is still romantically obsessed with her mother, but he just wants somebody checking on Ashley. Meanwhile, Belle takes over Ashley's body, meets up with Dr. Laurent. Ms. Abbott told him to leave town, so he bought a ticket, but now here's Belle doing a 180, flirting with him, asking him to stick around. Tucker sees Ashley and Laurent chatting. He comes over, introduces himself. Audra comes up, and then Audra later tells Tucker that she was seeing all kinds of vibes between them, and she thinks Ashley is moving on with this guy. And Tucker tells Audra that he's very worried about Ashley. He wants them to go to Europe, but at the same time, he's worried that Ashley is alone in this and not getting the help she needs. Thursday, May 9th, is going to have Diane hitting Jack with a big ultimatum. I wonder if she wants him to go to meetings, if she wants him maybe to have a short stint at rehab, or if she's just going to echo what Victor says and tells him, I don't ever want you alone with Nikki Newman again. She's not only mad that he put his sobriety at risk, but he spent the night out with another woman, his ex-wife, his ex-lover, at a hotel room. I totally see Diane's very valid concerns, and she doesn't think it was okay for Jack to gamble his sobriety and life away to save Nikki's sobriety. It doesn't seem like an equivalent exchange to her, so I get all that. Jordan tries again to bargain with the mustache. She is going stir crazy down in his soundproof basement. There's spiders. She thinks she's on a reality TV show that he's watching. She's talking to herself. She finally, you know, broke down, dove into the vodka, and she is going to say whatever she has to say to try to get out of that room. Phyllis has some very solid advice to give to her daughter. It's kind of surprising because usually Phyllis's advice is, you know, do whatever you want, consequences be damned. So I wonder if this is about the Kyle, Claire, and Harrison conundrum that is vexing Summer recently. Friday, May 10th, we're going to have Victoria Newman in a position of having to defend her daughter Claire, probably against Summer or Phyllis. And Victor is carefully guarding the secret that Jordan is not dead and he's got her locked away. He's playing everything close to the vest. But I think his time is running out, in addition to Jordan's time running out. And Phyllis and Diane have a run-in and they are swapping insults. I'm very excited to see that. I love watching Susan Walters and Michelle Stafford chew the scenery when they have worked together. All right, then the week of May 13th through 17th, Diane continues to worry about Jack's sobriety. I hope he's not going to spiral into a relapse, but we are in sweeps, so it's possible. And of course, she is going to, you know, want him to question if the risk was worth it. He seems to think it was. Diane thinks it absolutely was not. Ashley Abbott is not getting the help that she needs. She's all over the place. Jack and Diane are distracted because of Nikki. Abby is completely in the dark. Hopefully, she will go check on her mother. What's funny is when this whole thing started, if you remember, I think it's Ms. Abbott in her head that doesn't like Abby at all. I think she said something like, Ashley's daughter is so annoying. It was very funny. That was a couple of months ago. And really, Tracy and Tucker seem to be the most concerned, and Tucker has been told to bugger off, so we'll see. And I wonder if the Winters family may inform Billy about Mamie's agenda, maybe recruit him to make sure that they are all in a row, all sharing the common ground that Mamie's a problem. And I just wonder if she's going to do something bad with her shares to punish all of them, something really explosive before she leaves town, presumably at the end of sweeps. Nate is going to circle back around with Audra, and maybe he'll get lucky if Tucker is busy intervening with Ashley and annoys his girlfriend. And Victor has to decide what to do with Jordan. He has held her far too long. The secret won't keep forever. His lie is going to be exposed. The question just is, who is going to find her? Those are all of the early spoilers we have for next week on YNR. Drop your comments on what you're excited to see. Please subscribe if you haven't. Definitely come back soon. We are here talking Young and the Restless 7 days a week. And as always, I'm your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.